Welcome to the HIV Australia podcast, a discussion about the community-led response to HIV. Dr. Ronovan Garcia-Pactacan is the founder and executive director of Love Yourself in the Philippines, which provides services for gay men and other men who have sex with men. Vin sat down with Heath Painter from the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations to talk about the work of Love Yourself.
I started it in the late 2011, and what started with doing outreach programs for HIV testing now has evolved, and we currently have 6 community centers in the National Capital Region, and we offer free HIV testing, sexual health consult and treatment, and also free treatment for HIV if a person is tested with HIV. We actually follow the model of what we call the test and treat model. So once a person goes to our community center, we do the screening, and if it's positive, the client undergoes several tests for confirmatory. And if the result is still positive, then we initiate treatment to the client by checking the CD4. And in the Philippines, tuberculosis is a little bit predominant, so 20% of our cases have presumptive signs of tuberculosis. So immediately that same day, we do the sputum test, we call the gene expert test, to determine if the client has tuberculosis. And if so, we also provide treatment for tuberculosis. So we provide treatment for HIV and tuberculosis at the same day. And then a client needs to come back after 2 weeks for their trial for ARV, so that we know the symptoms or signs or adverse reactions that the client might have, and then we provide them 3 months supply of their medications, and you know, they come back every 3 months, or we send them medications every 3 months, and then they just need to come back every 6 months for their checkup and their viral load tests. And I'm happy to share with you, because currently we have 4,000 clients, and around 80% of them are on ART already. And among those who have been on ART for more than a year, almost 96% are virally suppressed, which is something that amazing. I'm happy about, you know. But we believe that we need to provide more innovations, because we can't just rely on treatment. You know, it needs to be, as I keep on saying, there's no such thing as a silver bullet. We need to provide both prevention and treatment programs. And on the prevention program, we have campaigns on HIV promotion, HIV prevention, and HIV testing campaigns to promote scale up of HIV testing and accessibility to testing. We are doing PrEP. So we just finished introduction of PrEP in the Philippines, and we're kind of planning to do a scale-up of that project for free PrEP for another 250 clients. And then we're planning to partner with the organization who's registered PrEP in the Philippines, so that we can offer PrEP for clients who want to avail of PrEP at the most cost-effective way possible, because all of our services in Love Yourself are for free, so they just need to pay for the medications themselves.
So the Love Yourself is for gay and bisexual men, is that right, in the Philippines?
Yes, it's actually for young gay men and bisexual men. And, well, we also have a community center that's focused on transgender people. So it's the first community center in the Southeast Asia offering transitioning counseling and hormone replacement therapy consultation. It's called Victoria by Love Yourself. So what we do in Love Yourself is that each community center has its own characteristic. So for example, the one that we have in the center of Metro Manila, it's designed for young working people. It's called Love Yourself Anglo. And then we have another one that's focused on young people in the university. So we call that Love Yourself Uni. If you go there, it's really colorful and very vibrant. And then we have Victoria by Love Yourself for trans people. And then we have in the northern part of Metro Manila is the exclusive schools, and we have their community center that's working co-working space, and we offer free coffee. It's called Love Yourself Welcome.
And so can you just tell us, so this is free?
Yes, all of the services
are free.
And all the
treatment?
Yes.
So treatment and even Hormone treatment and hormone therapy is free as well?
So for the hormone therapy, because it's a gray area in the Philippines. Yeah. It's not yet endorsed, but it's not illegal. So what we do is we do consultations for hormone replacement therapy, but our transgender clients are the ones who purchase the medication because it's anyway available in drugstores.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a community-based organization.
Yes.
How is it exactly funded so that it's for free?
Yeah, so the medications for HIV, the ARVs and the HIV testing kits and condoms and lubricants, they actually come from the government. The government of Philippines purchases it, so it's free. But the services that we're able to provide, the free services that we're able to provide, is free because initially it was covered privately by supporters. And then last year, we finally got accredited by the Philippine insurance company, which is called PhilHealth. And so that way, the services that we provide, we get reimbursement for the services that we provide. Thus, it sustains the services that we're doing and the overall function of the organization. Because we're not starting small, we currently have 4,000 clients, and it's each of those 4,000 clients that we service, we get reimbursement for the services that we provide, which creates a good social enterprise because we maintain the free services that we give, and at the same time, we sustain the community centers,
yep.
We sustain our staff, and you know, it becomes a sustainable entity on its own. And I'm happy because, of course, there are still things that we need support with. And I'm grateful for our supporters. We have support from different partner agencies, the UN partners, development partners, such as you guys, that help assist our programs. And also, Love Yourself aims to be thought leaders in our community because we want to create ripples of positive change by helping other community-based organizations all over the Philippines to have the same technology, the model that we had, or find ways in order for them to find sustainability. Because in the Philippines, there are many good people. Filipinos are very friendly. The country is gay-friendly, and there are many organizations all over the Philippines. It's just that, you know, we not all have their root fundings or funds to start their and sustain their organization. So we're trying to help find ways for them to be able to do that. And it's something that I'm really excited about because if we're able to do it, so could they. And,
sure.
You know, each of the regions in the Philippines has a different culture. So we're very multicultural. So I'm very excited because, you know, these organizations know what the needs of the people around them, and they're the most effective people to reach them, so which makes their interventions very effective.
Yeah, and can I ask you, how many people visit your services every day
testing? So every day we get around 80 to 100 clients in our community center for testing, and I don't know if it's a good news or a bad news, but we're actually reaching the risk most at-risk population because we get around 10 to 12% positive. So we get 10 to 12 newly diagnosed people living with HIV enrolled in the treatment program every day. So
And they're tested and diagnosed and they start treatment in the one day.
Is yes,
like within
yes.
24 hours. That's amazing.
And hopefully...
It's good that the system is able to...
To
detect HIV among these populations.
Well, very thankful to our development partners because when we started the TB program, that's where I got the genomic machine to test the CD4 and the viral load. The CD4, the viral load, and the gene X for TB. And it opened a lot of doors so that we can promote and provide better services for our clients. Because, you know, if a person living with HIV knows that he or she becomes an undetectable to HIV, you know, the health-seeking behavior becomes better, you know, and it gives hope, and it brings happiness to that person, that the person has, you know what, I can live normal happily, and I can be, I can have family, and I can have kids, you know, I cannot transmit infection anymore. There's nothing at the back of your head preventing you to be happier because, you know, that you're undetectable. Yes, basically, yeah.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Vina, I want to thank you so much for joining this episode.
Thank you.
And this podcast of HIV Australia. Great to have you here in Sydney.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.